Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Medicaid cuts impact on rural hospitals.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. The massive tax cut and spending bill signed into law earlier this month makes major changes to Medicaid, and that will mean billions of dollars of cuts over the next decade. The Shep Center for Health Services, a research firm out of North Carolina, says 11 rural hospitals are at risk of closing because of those cuts. Ali Vugrinsek with Ohio Newsroom member station WOSU has been researching the issue, and she joins us now to discuss. Hey, Ali.
Hi, Claire.
So where are these hospitals, and how did they make it on the list?
So the hospitals are kind of scattered around the state, but some of them are the only hospitals in their counties. Most ended up on this list because they're in the top 10% of rural Medicaid providers in the country, while a few were included because they've been losing money for a couple of years.
So how will the Medicaid cuts affect them?
So in Ohio, about 20% of patients use Medicaid. They get the care, and then the government reimburses the hospitals. The thought is that even without Medicaid, these people are still going to show up for services, but the people won't be able to pay for the visits, and the hospitals aren't going to get that money. And Ohio's rural hospitals, they really need every cent. The Ohio Hospitals Association, which represents all of Ohio's 250-ish hospitals, says more than 70% of the state's rural hospitals barely broke even or actually lost money last year.
Not everyone is going to lose coverage under these changes to Medicaid. The cuts are made mostly by imposing work requirements and changing the way that states can pay for their portion of the program. So how much of an impact will we actually see here in Ohio on the ground?
Some estimates say it could be about 490,000 Ohioans that lose coverage. And that's not going to happen right away. The changes to Medicaid start in 2027, which is, by the way, after the midterm elections.
The so-called Big Beautiful Bill also has some money for rural hospitals carved out, though, right?
That's right. It sets up a $50 billion fund for rural hospitals. That's going to be distributed as $10 billion a year for 5 years, starting in 2026. And it seems like hospitals are actually pretty happy about that. Four CEOs of rural hospitals sent a letter to Ohio's two Republican senators thanking them. And here's John Palmer, a spokesman for the Ohio Association of Hospitals, speaking on the bill.
I mean, it is a lot of implications. There was a lot of provisions when we zeroed in on what the impact was going to be. We were very appreciative of where the Rural Healthcare Fund ended up.
But I should say, some people don't think that fund is enough. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says these changes will result in $1 trillion fewer dollars of Medicaid spending. One progressive policy analyst I talked with said calling the $50 billion fund a Band-Aid on a bullet wound was an insult to Band-Aids.
Wow, strong language.
Yeah.
So what did the hospitals themselves have to say about this?
I reached out to more than half a dozen hospitals to see where they stood, but they didn't really want to comment. Wayne Healthcare, which runs a hospital in Greenville, put out a statement back in June that said the cuts to Medicaid were a serious threat to rural healthcare access, but it said that they weren't at risk of closing. That hospital is one of the 11 that's labeled as at risk, and it's the only hospital in Dark County.
Hmm. Ali Vugrinsek with Ohio Newsroom member station WOSU, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Claire.
Support thoughtful journalism with stories like these while connecting with engaged and loyal listeners statewide by becoming a sponsor of Today from the Ohio Newsroom. Contact Dan at ohionewsroom.org to learn more.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.